A 6-run answer ensured the Dogs ran it back for their 7th championship. The Okotoks Dogs bounced back from a 5-run top of the 6th with 6 runs of their own in the bottom of the inning to take command of the Western Canadian Baseball League winner-take-all Game 3 and see out a 13-5 victory over the Medicine Hat Mavericks to clinch the 2023 title in front of a playoff record 5,888 fans at Siemens Stadium on Thursday night. Hats off to Medicine Hat. We knew they were scrappy. We knew they were going to punch us in the face, and we just had to make sure to get the last punch, said Dogs interim manager Lou Pote. There's no panic, and that's the best thing about these guys, they just love playing the game. When you get a team that's talented and doesn't care who gets the credit and doesn't panic, nights like this happen. Okotoks took a 2-0 lead in the second inning with Eric Hartman driving in a run on a fielder's choice and Aiden Rose scoring on a wild pitch. The Dogs doubled the lead in the third on a sharp liner to left off the bat of Trent Lenihan and via a fielder's choice from catcher Caleb Lombard. In the fifth, cleanup hitter Alejandro Cazorla increased the advantage to 5 with an RBI single to score Lenihan, who started the rally with a one-out triple. Facing a scoreline getting away from them, the Mavericks produced a 5-run sixth inning, taking advantage of 2 infield errors and 3 consecutive walks along with a fielder's choice. It's a little bit of a scare. A team putting up 5 runs is horrifying on you, said the Dogs' Logan Grant. But I came in and told everyone in the dugout, let's take a deep breath. We know who we are. We can hit the ball. We're the Okotoks Dogs. Needing an answer, the Dogs wrestled back momentum with a 6-run bottom of the 6th. Grant hit a clutch 2-RBI triple, Lenihan brought in Grant on a RBI single with Lombard then scoring 2 on a liner over second base. A double steal play brought in Eric Machedge to round out the 6-run inning. The resilience was a hallmark of the team all season. It's the way we bounce back, Grant said. We had a couple rough stretches in there and next game back we would fire back and kept going. That was great and I think that's what I'll remember. Gavin Wooschke picked up the victory with 2.2 scoreless innings out of the bullpen for the Dogs, with stalwart reliever Seth Thompson recording the final 3 outs. On Wednesday, Mavericks came out swinging in Game 2 and made the most of their home field advantage with a 12-9 victory after building an early 11-2 advantage on the visitors through 4 innings. We got momentum at the end of that game and I think that carried over into tonight, the coach added. Okotoks took the series opener with an authoritative 8-0 performance on Tuesday as veteran lefty Graham Brunner stepped on the mound for 6.2 scoreless innings, holding the Mavs to just 3 hits. Luther and Cazorla both had round trippers in the shutout victory. This is the second year with most of the academy guys coming back, Brunner said. A lot of guys are proud to play for the Dogs because they played for the academy and so am I. It's been awesome and life-changing for me to come to Okotoks. Brendan Luther, who earned the nickname Mr. August, was awarded as playoff MVP for the 2nd consecutive season. The shortstop hit for a .344 batting average with 3 home runs and 10 RBI in 7 games. The kid just works. He works day in and day out. He's in the weight room. He never has a bad day, Pote said. He's even keeled as you want to be and he just rises to the occasion. He got us going the entire postseason. He's just a phenomenal human being. Okotoks got contributions throughout the roster, one that was shrinking as the playoffs progressed with key players having to go back to college. Academy standouts Machedge and Hartman both made huge impacts in the final at the plate, on the base paths and defensively. It's like they've been here all year and that's what the program does, Pote added. They're in big situations on their teams and counted on, so when they come into this environment, it doesn't faze them at all. On top of the back-to-back championship, Okotoks has now won 3 of past 4 titles, with the pandemic halting the 2020 season from getting off the ground. Last year we were very talented and this year, I think we're just as talented, and what we don't have in talent, it's grit, said Luther, after Game 1 of the WCBL final. There's a lot of guys at JUCOs and NIAs, it's guys that want to win, guys where this is the biggest stage they've ever played on. It's just that grittiness of wanting to win over anything. The Dogs have now won championships in the 2023, 2022, 2019, 2009, 2008, 2007 and 2004 seasons, the latter of which while the team was still operating out of Calgary. "It's what we do here," said Pote, in his first year as head coach. "I didn't really feel any pressure because we had such a good core group of guys coming back home, come through the academy, and guys just buy into it. Being able to add another one is exactly what I wanted to do, and it's easy, when you get a group of guys like this, to step into this role."